a global citizen aching for two continents, two countries, two histories, two nations. You're abandoned by all. I am a refugee and I shelter humanity. I walked and ran and screamed miles on end to find peace before I could pronounce my own name. I come with too many invisible treasures, often misunderstood, feared by all, banned by politics, never belonging and always longing. I am a refugee and I anchor humanity. Humanity's lowest moments, I carry tiny, soulless traumas. Time will only harden my flesh, yet my survival is a testimony to humanity's depth and compassion. My traumas can teach the greatest lessons on humanity. I am a refugee and I uplift humanity. Homeless, yet my language is an international bridge. My culture is a blanket from the elements of bigotry. My religion is my pillow for my compassion. My history is a lullaby for tales not to be repeated. And my humanity is in the hands of a child sitting in a refugee camp, still waiting for a chance to find a safe home. I am refugee and I challenge humanity. I am a refugee, globally villainized, yet I bring you a slice of the world of my own home, right here in your backyard. I bring you food so intricately spiced that revolutionized your palate. I bring you my vibrant fabrics, hand woven with ancient delicate wisdom that has diversified your close-minded color wheels. I bring you my children, my precious only children, to share a history, a future with you. You and I are two stuck together to be this far apart. I am a refugee and I bloom humanity. A stubborn survivor, you see, cruelty tried to break me, wars tried to erase me, bigotry tried to silence me, and politics tried to ban me. But still like time, I stand, still like dust, I rise, still like hope, I move, and still like love, I flourish. I am a refugee and I heal humanity. Thank you.
That's Sultans of String with I Am a Refugee, the first single from their forthcoming album Refuge, which is due in the spring of 2020. And that song features the powerful lyrics and spoken word vocal of Somali refugee poet and multimedia artist Ifra Mansour. To learn more about the Refuge project, we're pleased to welcome Sultans of String leader Chris McCool back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Chris.
Oh, great to speak with you, Jan. Thanks.
You know, I always feel like if a year goes by and we don't talk two or three times, you haven't been that busy, but Sultans of String are always busy.
We have an insatiable urge to create and collaborate, and it really is what drives me as an artist. When we've had so much fun with this most recent project because it's been all about the collaborations.
And it sounds really exciting. You know, when I think actually last year you did mention that you were going to move in this direction. But yeah, tell us a little bit about Refuge and then we'll talk about the single in a few seconds. So what's so special about this project?
Well, this is a project where we're bringing in the voices and performances of new immigrants and refugees to Canada and the U.S. Being a world music band, we are constantly meeting incredible performers. And I think actually what really brought it home was a year ago last summer, we met an amazing violin player. His name is Imad Al-Taha, and he's from Iraq. We were doing a show at one of the Levitt pavilions in the U.S., and a local refugee settlement agency contacted me and said, "There's a really amazing violin player in our community. Would you be interested in meeting him?" And of course I said, yes, that's what I love to do, is to meet musicians from different backgrounds with different playing styles. And so we got in touch over email, and then I invited him to perform with us that night in the show. And I just met him just for the first time, just a couple of minutes before we went on stage. And he came up and he played the violin, and it was so beautiful. It was so exquisite. And afterwards, we got talking, and he was telling me about his story. His story is that he was playing violin under threat of punishment of either being thrown in jail or death under Saddam Hussein when Saddam was in power. He had to play for all the royal functions. And then when Saddam's regime got toppled, the new regime came in and started just killing everyone who was part of the old regime. And so Imad had to flee at that point, and he ran off to Saudi Arabia and continued performing there. But after a couple of years, he was missing his family, so he snuck back into the country to visit his mother. Those forces heard about that, and they bombed his house. And thankfully, no one was hurt, but Imad at that point fled to the U.S., and he's been living there ever since in northern New York State. And I just think, you know, what the adversity that so many people face is so extraordinary. And then, but they come to Canada and they come to U.S. as immigrants or refugees, and they bring so much richness with them. And that's really the story that I want to tell with this recording, how fantastic the contributions are. And kind of in a musical metaphor, when we bring people together from all these different backgrounds, we can create such a beautiful sound together, something that could not be created on our own. And I think in my head, this is like an analogy or metaphor of what we should be saying to our political leaders and community leaders. You know, just an example that we can show that the more voices, the more diversity of viewpoints, the stronger society we have. There are so many stories like that throughout this project. There's another player, his name is Amir Amiri, and he's a Persian santur player. A santur is kind of like a hammered dulcimer with 72 strings on it. And he was living in Iran. Thugs had broken his wrist because he was playing what was considered an illegal scale over there. And so he came to Canada and was fortunate enough to get hooked into the performing arts program in Banff, then started collaborating with all kinds of musicians here in Canada, eventually moved to Montreal, and I heard about him and met with him, and again, I was just blown away by his his incredible artistry and the depth of his playing. And so we collaborated on a song together as well. And this the whole album is created with collaborations with amazing artists with really rough stories in their background. But the the end of the story is always them coming to the U.S. or Canada and adding so much to our dialogue here.
Well, you know, certainly I want to applaud you for this project, because you're absolutely right. We need to get our leaders to be talking about the positive benefits of allowing in refugees and immigrants. You know, as you say, I mean, they really do enrich our culture. And, you know, not to get too political on this show, although everybody who listens on a regular basis knows that I will every now and again, but it's really important that this message gets out there. I'm really excited to hear that this will be coming in 2020. And just looking down the names of the people that are joining you, it is going to be a phenomenal record. Now, we started off with Ifra Mansour and her wonderful spoken word vocal on I Am a Refugee. Can you talk a little bit about the making of that single?
Ifra is a remarkable person. She is a Somali refugee poet who lives in Minneapolis. We met her virtually at first and realized that we really wanted to work together. So that was actually the first song that we recorded on the Refuge album, and really set the stage, because, again, it's easier for me as a band leader, producer guy, to record a bunch of stuff and then send a hard drive or Dropbox some files to a studio in Minneapolis and have her go in and do her thing on top, and here's your 16 bars where you get to do your thing. It's a lot more difficult, but so much more rewarding and such a better product when you get people in a room together to share ideas. And that's kind of the whole point of the project in a way. So we flew her up to Toronto the day before the recording and just hung out with her all day. We walked around Toronto. We went to galleries. She was breaking her fast at around 10 p.m. So I took her to one of my favorite Lebanese restaurants, Paramount in Hamilton, to break fast together, and then went to the studio the next day and spent the better part of a day working on the song. And what she was bringing to it was a poem that she had written already, and we were working on music, and then together we put it together in a way where we could, the music was being informed by the lyrics and the lyrics were being projected forward by the music. And that was really a great experience. She'd never worked on a song before, so it was all kind of new for her, and it was really new for us too. It's great to be taken out of your comfort zone once in a while. The trick was, you know, we first started working on the song where she would deliver her poem, but it really needed some teasing to turn it into something that was more of a song. So then we added the parts in the middle, the kind of anthemic chorus, and then being able to bring in other musicians to see what their vision would be was a really interesting part of it as well. So there's really and it seems like an explosion of fantastic musicians in the Toronto area right now that have just come in over the last couple of years. One of them is Fethi Najm, who comes from Algeria. He played the kora on that song, and you'll also see, if you watch the video of it, which is online, you see Marito Marx performing on a kalimba, a thumb piano, on that tune, and then we get all the Sultans of String guys singing along, playing along. Like many of the tracks on the record, we have kind of an embarrassment of richness of people adding to the music and making it better and better.
You know, this sounds really exciting, and again, I'm just blown away by the concept behind this project and the fact that there are so many great people who, as you say, have done extraordinary things since they came to, you know, in this particular case, the USA and Canada. But that doesn't mean that obviously immigrants and refugees that are going into other countries in Europe, etc., are also enriching their culture and life there. But there's also another side to this story, and I want to steer the conversation to the next song we're going to play, which is The Power of the Land, which is a song that focuses on the often uncredited contributions of the indigenous community to Canada. I think that certainly in my time in this country, I've been here since 95, and it has truly shocked me the way that indigenous people have been treated. There are lots of great indigenous performers. You have Twin Flames on the single we're just going to listen to, as well as a beautiful poem by Duke Redbird. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to acknowledge the contributions from the indigenous community.
Well, as Dr. Duke Redbird says, indigenous people have been on this land for at least 100,000 years. I think it's important whenever we're speaking about here, human society in North America, to be thinking about the people that were here first. You know, just like in a concert setting, you would have a land acknowledgement to acknowledge the nations that were previously here and still here. It seemed appropriate to include a First Nations song on the record. Duke is a really remarkable individual. He loves sharing his knowledge, and like Ifra, he had never done a musical collaboration, so it was all a little bit new for us and new for him. I heard him recite his poem, The Power of the Land, at Kerner Hall a few years ago, and I was really moved by it, like in a very visceral way. I introduced myself to him afterwards and said, that was really beautiful. Have you ever set that to music or anything? And he said, no, but I'd love to. That would be really interesting. And so we traded phone numbers. And then when we started working on this project, and I remember that beautiful poem of his, I phoned him up and said, you know, this is what we're doing. Are you interested in it? And he really jumped at the opportunity and worked to help make the poetic lyrics fit the song, and created a little bit more of the poem to make it fit into a song format, which it was never originally intended for. But it was great. And I, you know, both Duke and Twin Flames, when they came to the studio, and again, we did it in the same format. Everyone came into the studio together, and we played with the keys and we played with the format until we got it just right. Twin Flames are a fantastic singing duo, and we listen to them a lot over here at our house. And it was a real honor to have them come in and share the music with us. But they both had really interesting things to say about the relationship between First Nations and immigrant communities. Chelsea from Twin Flames was telling a story about a woman who came up to them after a show. She was a new Canadian, and she said, I feel so bad. And Chelsea was like, oh, why, what's up? And she said, well, you know, I come to this country and I have so much, and yet First Nations people, some First Nations communities here in Canada are still struggling so much, it doesn't seem fair. Both Duke and Chelsea and Yayi from Twin Flames have expressed that sometimes new immigrants can be the best allies for Indigenous people, because just like you said, Jen, when you come from away and you come and you see what's happening here in Canada with fresh eyes, you can see the injustice of what's going on and then work to change it. One of the cool things we were able to do is actually record this track, Power of the Land, at Jukasa Studios, which is an Indigenous-owned studio on Indigenous land. It's on the Six Nations of the Grand River Territory Reserve. And that was, I think, personally meaningful for both Duke and Chelsea and Yayi from Twin Flames to be able to actually create something so beautiful at that studio. I think kind of added to the overall meaning and authenticity of creating something together, to have Indigenous and non-Indigenous musicians working together to create a work of art is part of what makes it a special song for all of us.
Let's listen to that song just now. This is Sultans of String with The Power of the Land, featuring Duke Redbird and Twin Flames. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thank you.
every clan. The elders to a person understood his sacred plan and shared a common truth, one truth to understand. The spirit of the people is equal to the power of the land. The mother of us all, the sacred Mother Earth, is constant in her giving and perpetual in her birth. In meadows and in fields where weeds and flowers grow, she conceives the summer showers and spawns the winter snows.
In forests and in mountains, she gives the birds that fly every type of wing, and coaxes the wind to join in harmony when they begin to sing. In brooks and streams and rivers as they flow, she generates the dreams and makes the fires glow. And in every creature, whether large or small, she buries gems of wisdom in them all.
In every grain of sand, she plants the knowledge of the power of the land. And in every blade of grass, the earth has answers to every question asked. And those that honor her creations acknowledge her grand design. She gives templates of the sacred, the patterns of the divine, and then with certain knowledge, this to understand that the spirit of the people is equal to the power of the land.
In forests and in mountains, she gives the birds that fly every type of wing, then coaxes the wind to join in harmony when they begin to sing. In brooks and streams and rivers as they flow, she generates the dreams and makes the fires glow. And in every creature, whether large or small, she buries gems of wisdom in them all.
Sultans of String with their new single. It's entitled The Power of the Land. That features Duke Redbird, a poem by Duke Redbird, and Twin Flames. Chris McCool's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're chatting about Refuge, which is the forthcoming Sultans of String album. It's due in 2020. Sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal project. I'm really hoping there will be lots of buzz around this album, because we do need to shift the conversation as far as immigrants and Indigenous people in Canada are concerned. But I want to steer the conversation now, Chris, to chat about the live show, because one of the things I love about Sultans of String is you're always out on the road sharing your music. I mean, it's obviously one of the things you love to do. And because you have so many different people involved in different parts of the music you've created over the years, the personnel often changes. So I want to give you a chance just to talk about what's happening this fall. And obviously you have the Christmas Caravan shows coming up too.
We do. And I always get so excited around this time of year because, like I said, collaborations are really at the heart of it. what we do is we bring the world music rhythms that we love to play to Christmas songs that people love to sing. And I grew up in a Christmas tradition, and so for me, it's also personally very joyous. We are having a whole chorale of wonderful special guests join us on different shows, depending on which city we're in. We've got Rebecca Campbell with us on the whole tour. She's really one of the main guests when we perform live, and we've got a lot of vocals to sing. She's really fabulous. We've got Shannon Thunderbird. She's a Tsimshian elder from BC who now lives in Ontario. She's going to be joining us for a whole bunch of the shows, singing Jesus Ahatonia, which is a revisited, rewritten lyrics of Huron Carol. Actually, we dug back into the archives and found the original Huron Wendat lyrics to that song, and then had a transliteration into English, and then teased it back into a song form so people can hear the original intent of that song for the first time. We've got everyone from Ken Whiteley joining us, Donny Roberts from the African Guitar Summit, Lynn Miles is joining us, Tamara Lana, Christine St. Pierre, Kelly Lee Evans from the Jazz World. We've got Twin Flames joining us for our show in Ottawa. So it's really going to be a lot of fun for us and keep us on our toes, because we'll have to learn a bunch of new songs and play in a bunch of new keys. And that's great, because that's what we have to do to keep refreshing it, refreshing the caravan each year.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be wonderful fun. For more information on the dates for the Sultans of String Christmas Caravan shows, you can head to their website at sultansofstring.com. And they're visiting Alberta and Ontario this year. You also have, I think, a special show coming up very shortly in Fergus, Ontario. And I think that's going to be the original trio from Sultans of String, isn't it?
This is very exciting for us because, yes, among the recording of the Refuge album that has 30 special guests on it and the Christmas Caravan show, which is all about guests, we get to bring it back down to the original three Sultans, myself on violin, Kevin Laliberté on guitar, and Drew Burson on bass. And yeah, it's playing at the Fergus Grand Theatre on Saturday, November 23rd. And that's very exciting for us because I guess if there was a downside to always expanding the band and the palette and the musicians, it would be that I lose a little bit of the beauty of Kevin's playing and Drew's playing and being able to bring out some of the sounds and some of our original songs. So this is an opportunity for us to bring it back to the roots, which is something I really love to do. Kevin's guitar playing is really unbelievable. If you have not heard him play, this would be a good show to really see and hear. The kind of tone he gets out of his guitar is as amazing as the playing, and that's from decades and decades of concentrating on really being the best musician that he can be.
It certainly sounds like it's going to be another fabulous show. I wanted to thank you, Chris, for spending the time to talk to us today. Now, we have time for one more song, and when Chris and I were setting up this interview, he said, well, Jan, I think we should finish with something from Christmas Caravan, and you get to pick the song so we can play your favorite, which is why we're going to play Himalayan Sleigh Ride from Sultans of String's great Christmas album, Christmas Caravan. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, it's awesome that you picked that song. There's a lot of vocal sing-along songs on Christmas Caravan, but this is one of the few instrumentals, and I really love it because it features our oftentimes special guest Anwar Khurshid, originally from Pakistan, playing sitar. And he's really one of a kind. We've done a lot of work with him. We wrote a whole album with him, Subcontinental Drift. And he appeared on Christmas Caravan, he's appearing on Refuge, and everything about him when he performs on stage is just a delight. He's got a big smile on his face, and he plays sitar like you wouldn't believe. Well, you can hear it here in the track, and he's a lot of fun.
A great way to finish the interview. This is Sultans of String with Himalayan Sleigh Ride from their wonderful Christmas album, Christmas Caravan. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Chris, I'm looking forward to doing this all again next year when we chat about the newly released Refuge album.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.